This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so we have an update on Chiefsaholic. You guys remember Chiefsaholic was the Chiefs fan that was going around robbing banks. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there is a documentary on Amazon Prime. I don't know if I would encourage you to watch it, but it's definitely something. So he has been charged, sentenced, 32 years. So to give you guys a little bit of clarity, he is serving 17 and a half years in a federal prison because, you know, going across state lines, robbing people, brandishing guns at folks, they frown upon that. So he's going to serve 17 and a half years in a federal prison. He then is going to be transferred to Oklahoma, and then he's going to serve the remaining 14 and a half years. So that's how they get to the 32 there. So moral of the story is he's going to be in jail for a very, very long time. We don't have to spend a whole lot of time on this, but I actually did watch the documentary, and I want to give you very quickly what my takeaways from the doc were. Takeaway number one. Now, I think we've learned this in other documentaries, and we will probably learn it again, but usually when people are flashing that kind of cash or living that kind of lifestyle, either one of two things are the case. They are insanely rich. I mean, one of the richest and wealthiest people that you know. Rob, you and I, through our jobs, get to meet some pretty well-off people. He was living better than them. I don't think you understand how much it costs to go to all of the Chiefs games and sit front row at all of the Chiefs games and gamble the way that he was gambling and eating and staying at these hotels and doing all of these things. You got to make a lot of money in order to do that. So you were just an insanely rich and wealthy person. Or B, it's fake. It's for the gram. And eventually it is going to come tumbling down. And that is eventually what happened to Chiefsaholic. Number two. Now, I'm sure you love a lot of people in your life. You love your mom. Happy Mother's Day. You love your wife. Happy Mother's Day. You love your kids. You love your best friends. You love a lot of people. For those of you that have seen that documentary, you know exactly what I'm thinking. You don't love anybody the way that that woman from New Jersey loved Chiefsaholic. It is impossible for you to love any person or thing the way that that woman loved Chiefsaholic. She said the Super Bowl wasn't as meaningful to her because Chiefsaholic wasn't free to celebrate. That's what this woman said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I don't know how she's handling this. Hopefully she's putting some money on his books. Hopefully she's going to visit him in the federal prison. I'm telling you, we all need somebody that has shown the loyalty and love that that woman showed toward Chief Saholic. Well, I think this is the end of his story. 32 years in jail, Rob. He is going to do 17 and a half in federal prison, and he will serve 14 and a half years in Oklahoma. That is where he will be transferred to do the remainder of his sentence. I am curious how many of those years he actually do. We need to see people get out early all the time. And how old will Chief Saholic be whenever he comes out? Because it does not seem like he will be coming out of jail for quite some time. So that is the final update that this show will ever have about Chief Saholic.
I will say that that woman from New Jersey, that I've seen the documentary. I watched my wife, who did not know the story of Chief Saholic, and her big takeaway was, someone literally robbed banks to watch Chiefs games. And I said, yes, that's the thing that happened. Like, it was not a bit on our show. It was a real thing. But the idea that a person who was alleging on the documentary to be a Chiefs fan felt like unfulfilled by the Chiefs' success because Chief Saholic wasn't part of it, just nonsense to me. I also think Chief Saholic gave Chiefs fans a bad name for a while. He was the butt of Pat McAfee's jokes for a long time. And obviously, I think he has, you know, some traumatic past, and I'm never going to condone robbing banks, and he's a criminal, all those things. But he made Chiefs fans a punching bag for a while for the national media types.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Chiefsaholic story is actually pretty easy to figure out. I thought this before watching the documentary, and the documentary only confirmed what I thought before. Chiefsaholic was never cool. Chiefsaholic didn't have a lot of friends. He was never popular. And for the first time in his life, he found a community in which he was one of the more important people of. He was one of the people that you were one of the more popular and prominent Chiefs fans. And in order to continue to be that, you got to keep up appearances. And in order to keep up those appearances, you needed a lot of money. You needed a whole lot of money to be able to do what he is doing. Well, if you don't make enough to do this, you were then faced with the decision. You came to a crossroads. You can steal to maintain this image that you have put away, or you can stop being this person and go back to being a nobody. And he made a decision. I want people to know who I am. I want to be popular. I want to be part of this community. I want to look cool for the first time in my life. And that's what happened.
And I don't think you're wrong, to my point about it giving Chiefs fans a little bit of a bad name, at least the doc made it seem like Chiefs fans made him one of their, like, pillar figures of the Chiefs Kingdom community. I don't believe that, but that's the way the doc made it seem, was he was this super prominent Chiefs fan that, you know, fans took photos when they saw
him. I actually kind of think that he was. This is the thing.
Maybe this is just my hate of super fandom and that whole genre of person that is bleeding through here, but you're telling me people were walking around Arrowhead getting ready to see Patrick Mahomes and they saw a dude in a wolf costume and thought, it's photo time? That's Chiefsaholic? That's not a thing?
Yes, I do think that. I'm serious. I do think that. You know how people are. You know people are weird. I mean, people are doing that with X Factor. If there is any group of people, any group there are usually leaders and prominent people in that group. Chiefs fans are a community. Now, some people just aren't actively engaged in that community. Hey, I don't care about that. I watch the games on television. I'm a fan, but I'm not into all that fan stuff that you guys are into. That's perfectly fine. But I think at this point, we know who the prominent Chiefs fans are. If I tell you guys, hey, do you know the woman that goes to the game and she has the two little puppets and they're boxing each other? Do you know who that person is? Everyone's like, oh yeah, I've seen her. How about the one guy that looks like Chandler from Friends? You know what I'm talking about? They show him all the time
with
on the television.
The blazer that has Patrick Mahomes' face on it, yeah.
He's one of the prominent people. Chiefsaholic is one of those prominent people. Weird Wolf, you know exactly who I'm talking about. If in every group there are leaders, he was one of the leaders. Now, sure, it's a very small thing. You're a fan that cheers for a team. It's cool, right? Like, they're harmless people. I'm not here throwing shade at anybody. But you are one of the more prominent people. Chiefsaholic was one of the more prominent Chiefs fans. He absolutely was. And the story is just crazy. The story's crazy. We all do very weird things for our fandom. Whatever it is, right? Weird things for our fandom. This is a story that everybody can relate to. And this is a story that even then it's like, you did that for that? It's a wild story. Again, I'm not telling you to watch the documentary, but it is a crazy story. Someone on the text line said, don't forget fake Andy Reid. You absolutely know who I'm talking about. And people are, I've taken a picture with fake Andy Reid before. I mean, I don't know his real name. You just fake Andy Reid at this point. Rob, there's a woman that makes a decent amount of money walking around because she looks like Taylor Swift.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.